We make the Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Dan of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Hey, Matt. Well, you know, just listening to the details, which I hadn't heard until now, I got to say, you know, they probably should charge the administration. I mean, I myself am a teacher, and the number one responsibility of a school is the safety of the students. That's the number one. Number two is education.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know how that principal or administrator, whoever made the call to not call the police, whoever made that decision, I mean, that's just negligence.
Right. Yeah, Dan, you're making a good point. Yeah. And, you know, my wife is a teacher. My dad was a teacher. I have brothers and sisters who are teachers. That is a profession that I respect really above all. And it's great to hear from a teacher, frankly, on this. And I mean, here's the deal. When you have a kid who sounds really suicidal and perhaps going to do it by murder, you know, that the thoughts help me, you know, the world is dead and all this. And then pictures of a gun and bullet with a person bleeding, lying under it. And you call in the parents, and he has a knapsack. He's sitting right there with a knapsack. And the parents come in, and they sit there, and they're insolent as heck. I mean, these people, you know, just grinning. In fact, the father had told the kid, you know, you have to be able, he didn't use the word trick, but, you know, just say what you got to say. And they bought him this gun. He was 15 years old. He went to the gun shop with his father and say, you know, he's picking out a bicycle. You know, that's the one I like. Okay. And here's some ammunition. Great. Great. And he goes to school with it. Now, a lot of respect for teachers, and these, you know, every teacher has a tough job. But Dan, here's the deal. I agree with you. And this is sad when we have to say that the safety comes before education, because when I was a kid growing up, grade school, high school, I mean, it was a different universe. It was a different century. And it really was. It was the last century. But I mean, it was you never were concerned about safety. The school buildings were unlocked. Anybody could walk in whenever they wanted. You assume they go to the principal's office if they had a legitimate purpose. And there were no police in the school. There were no metal detectors in the school. There still aren't in a lot of schools, but there are in some urban schools, and we don't want to see it get to that. But a teacher right now is a guardian, really. I mean, is an educator, but has to look out for the well-being and safety of all the kids. And I know stories from the large urban schools, certainly in Chicago, New York and LA, but even in Milwaukee, of, you know, there are police stationed in some of these schools. I don't necessarily like that. I don't like metal detectors, but certainly school buildings are locked. You can't, an adult can't just walk in there, anybody, and go roaming around. But I think when there's an obvious warning like this, an obvious warning, the easiest thing to do is call the police. It's a phone call. It's a phone call. And if you have a good principal, they'll have a relationship with the police. They'll just say, you know, instead of the usual 911, give me a number of somebody who will always be there, or somebody will be there to pick up the phone if I have a real problem. And you call that number, say, we have a kid here with a knapsack and with drawings of guns and bullets and people, a figure bleeding on the ground in suicidal terms. And we're concerned. The parents blew us off and left. And we're very concerned. They would say, we'll be down there in 5 minutes. I'll tell you that. And they would come down and talk to the kid. If the kid reached into his knapsack, they would have arrested him. But he probably wouldn't have reached in his knapsack. They would have taken his knapsack and searched it under the doctrine that they can secure an area for their own safety. They do not have to read him his rights to search his knapsack. It's not an unlawful search or seizure. If they found a gun, I'll tell you what, he would have gone downtown and so would have his parents with the cops. But even if he stashed the gun in a locker, they very likely would have taken him anyway into protective custody. And if they hadn't, they would have advised the school to dismiss him for the day, at least while they looked into it, and at the very least have somebody follow him and search his locker, at the very least. Now, it's a hard thing, Dan, and all teachers out there, including my own family, to say that you should then criminally charge the teachers, but four people did get murdered, and this was very, very negligent. I am not saying the DA will charge them. I'm not saying that. She said she's considering further charges. One of them may be this artist who let them use his place to hide. That's obstructing. I've said this before. Even if you have a relative, and this is where it happens frequently, who's running from the police and committed a crime, if you hide them, give them money, give them food, which they're your relative. They could be your kid. They could be your parent. They could be your brother and sister. Help them get out of town. You've committed a felony. Most families do that, and most DAs don't prosecute the family, although they will prosecute friends and non-relatives, but many of them increasingly are prosecuting the family. This guy wasn't even family. He's a free spirit, an artist. He knew them a little bit. He claims to his lawyers he didn't know they were on the lam. I don't know how he couldn't not know they were on the lam. I mean, every time I turned on the TV for those 2 days, they said, Bonnie and Clyde are on the lam. I mean, you know, it's very, very hard, especially over in Detroit area, that he wouldn't know that. And so when the prosecutor says we're considering further charges, it may be of him. Okay. It may be of him. But when they were asked, the prosecutor was asked point blank by the media, are you considering charging the administrators who let him go back to class with a knapsack with a loaded gun in it, when there were all these terrible drawings and pleas for help? Help me, it said. The thoughts won't stop. Help me. She didn't deny it. She just repeated, we are looking into further charges. Didn't say of whom. Did not say of whom. So stand by. I mean, the point of the matter is, this is a horrible, horrible thing that happened. Four kids were killed. Remember the kids in the high school in Florida who were killed a few years ago? Remember Columbine? I mean, and now Columbine was over 20 years ago, but nevertheless, our schools are the soft underbelly of our open society. The teachers are not police officers, and they shouldn't be. The kids are vulnerable. Classroom doors are usually not locked. Outer doors are locked. In some schools, classroom doors are locked, which gives kind of a weird feeling. I mean, it's not a prison. You don't want prisons. And if somebody managed to get in the school, and it's not hard. They may be locked. Somebody opens the door and you slip in, or somehow you jimmy a lock and slip in. And what do you do? Do we want to give up the openness and wonderful liberty of our society? No, we don't want to do that. But kind of a intermediate thing would be, if you're a teacher, Dan, and all you guys out there and women who are teachers, you see a suicidal note, picture of a gun, bullet, and a bloody body on the floor in a drawing, the guy says it's a video game, call the police, okay? Call the police. They'll decide. We're going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. We'll be right back.